This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For the California governor, will he survive the recall election? They're rolling out the heavy hitters Democratic style to see what they can do to help this embattled governor who just might lose his seat. The last time we saw that happen, it was Arnold Schwarzenegger who took over the spot of Governor Davis. Could it happen again? It certainly could. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you are safe and sound wherever you hail from, whatever nook or cranny in these United States or off our shores, as we have many people that are listening to us overseas in Europe and in Australia and just across the border in Canada. So here's kind of a peek behind the curtain of today's attractions. It really is about what's going on in California, because so much that happens there when you think of our democracy and you think of the, when you think of how big the state is, one of our biggest states, you think of electoral votes too when it comes to a presidential election and what happens in midterm elections and all of that wrapped in between. But the governor of California, they're in a pretty important slot, let's say, in the United States. And especially when we're looking at things that are happening in California with the wildfires, the economic crunch that they face like so many of the rest of us in other states when it comes to the pandemic, the off again, on again. Okay, now what are we going to deal with? Are we going to get slammed by these variants and shut down the restaurants again and the hospitality industry? And people forget so much of what happens in California happens in other states. It's tourism dollars, right? I mean, that's what's so unique and interesting and wonderful about the United States. The places that you can go, the places that you can spend time in normally, where you weren't worried about what was open, what wasn't open, and whether or not you were going to have to quarantine. So, of course, that has upended so many other states as well. But the people in California were not happy with the governor when he toyed with shutting down, not shutting down, and then some of the strict regulations. While he did end up going to a wedding where he wasn't masked and most of the people at the wedding weren't masked after he told everybody it was mandatory when you were indoors. And people have pretty long memories when it comes to that, especially because they were being shut down. So they were being told, you can't do that. And we were talking about citations for people. They were talking about curfews, which there were curfews, if you remember, like in Los Angeles, there were some pretty strict curfews. And that really, really hit Newsom hard. And will he end up losing that seat? There is a possibility. I don't think it's a definite he's in. It's not going to happen, even though this became an election. I don't think he loses it. I think there's a chance, depending on how strong somebody else comes out. And we'll see in just what the voters end up deciding they want to do. And a lot of frustration, even among Democrats. And that's the key. So it's not just Republican, Democrat. There are plenty of Democrats who are furious with Gavin Newsom. So I would say that's one of the top things that people are talking about in the country a little bit. Even if you live in Iowa, you're curious. You're curious. The thing you're probably talking about, though, in Iowa, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Florida, Louisiana, you get my drift, Portland, other parts of California. We're talking about the vaccination. We're talking about whether students have to be vaccinated. Of course, that would be if they're older, or they have to wear masks, or there was a late decision by many, many school boards across the United States to go virtual again and do the Zoom thing, if you will. So, for example, LA is a great example of what I'm talking about. They're talking about mandating vaccination against the coronavirus for students in the second largest school district. So the school board is voting on Thursday afternoon on a resolution from the superintendent to require vaccination for eligible students, because remember, they haven't been approved for children under 12. And most of the seven people on the board are saying they're leaning toward the measure. So students 12 and up who are part of the in-person extracurricular program would have to get their first shot by October 3rd, their second shot by the end of the month. All of their students 12 and older would need to get the first dose by November 21st. So why am I telling you all of this? Because this is a similar thing that's happening in so many other areas as well. And Los Angeles isn't the first to impose that kind of a mandate. So how do you spread the how do you curb the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant? And how do you get people on board with vaccinating or masking up or whatever it might be? A Florida judge ruled against Governor Ron DeSantis for a second time over school mask mandates, allowing school boards to require that students wear face coverings. So how about that? And then in between all of this is the conversation about booster shots. We're nowhere near 70, 75%, none of that. But now the conversation is about, wow, these variants, people are dying from it. People are in the hospital, some of them, and saying, I wish that I had been vaccinated. Phil Valentine, I talked about him and knowing him as a very popular talk show host in Tennessee and Nashville, had probably been on his show, I don't know, maybe a dozen times, talking about a lot of sports things, like the, March Madness, whatever. And he didn't want to get vaccinated, said he was healthy, his immune system was incredible. And then he got sick, sadly. Phil, great guy. And then he tells his brother to tell everybody, get vaccinated. Right, get vaccinated. And he had the Vax Man song on his local talk show that he was playing, you know, over and over and over again. So now there's all kinds of conversations about the variants, about the potential of the booster, and will the booster really be ready, and will people get the booster? Do they need the booster? It's always, I feel like we are sitting around a table, giant table, and there's a lazy Susan. You know what those things are where they spin around? I don't even know another name for it. And there's all these options. Pick this. Put your hand on this option, and it might be okay. Whoops, don't go there. And, you know, like, you're just reaching out and grabbing, just trying to grab and figure out what's the right move here. And I feel for families that are dealing with struggling with kids, the kids that are staying home, kids that they're concerned about, kids whose friends have gotten sick, and what do you do? The ultimate question, right? All right, coming up on the flip side, money, money, money makes the world go round, or does it? Talking about it next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found 61% of college students practice saving. However, just 45% create and stick to a budget. Budgeting is a critical lifelong skill and allows you to save strategically. Aaron McCullen, head of deposit products at Bank of America.
As a college student, it's all too easy to overspend and bust your budget. Every dollar counts when purchasing textbooks, restocking the fridge, or catching up with friends over dinner. When you head back to campus and activities ramp up, creating or updating your budget is critical. Also look for ways to start saving for the future, even if it's a small amount. Automatic saving tools like Bank of America's Keep the Change make it easy to incorporate savings into everyday college life.
Keep the Change rounds purchases made with a Bank of America debit card to the nearest dollar and transfers the change to a savings account. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/students.
As we kick off our Dollars and Cents segment, Britney Spears' conservatorship. Boy, so much has been talked about with this. She, of course, wants it to come to an end after 13 years. Her attorney declared victory and called it vindication for the singer. So is it up? Is the legal battle over? Will the money flow just to Ms. Spears, or does Daddy get a piece? It's interesting. Jamie Spears is seeking $2 million to cover his salary overseeing her business dealings, as well as his legal fees. She hasn't commented, Brittany hasn't, on her father's latest filing. Neither have any of her siblings or mother. This has become such a big deal, right? Her attorney, Matthew Rosengart, called the filing to terminate the conservatorship a victory, but didn't give any more juice to that anymore on the efforts on her behalf, just saying it would end soon and that he can try to avoid accountability, her father, and justice, including sitting for a sworn deposition and answering other discovery questions under oath. So, over the summer, I mean, there were some pretty emotional testimonies, and she wanted to press charges against her father for abuse, for conservatorship abuse, calling the arrangement effing, cruelty. So the elder Spears has been in charge of his daughter's estate since it was established in 2008. And there's been this whole movement about free Britney, hashtag free Britney. Like I said, he wants $2 million to cover a lot of different things, including what I mentioned. We'll see where that ends up. I think she's going to be free from all of that. I really do. Speaking of money, Elizabeth Holmes made a ton of it, and she's in some serious trouble. You know who she is, right? She's squaring off with the government in a San Jose federal courtroom. This is a huge criminal trial. She's the founder and former CEO of Theranos. In opening arguments on Wednesday, the government tried to convince jurors that the Stanford University dropout intended to mislead investors, patients, and doctors about the capabilities of her company and its blood testing technology in order to take their money, as she found herself running out of time and resources to make the technology work. Now, she founded the company in 2003. She was 19 years old with the mission of revolutionizing blood testing. She's pled not guilty. If she's found guilty, she faces up to 20 years in prison. I mean, this was, you talk about a lot of people and a lot of attention. She was the darling, of course, of the Silicon Valley. And she was even called at one point the next Steve Jobs. And she catapulted basically her startup to a $9 billion, that's right, with a billion-dollar valuation, on the promise that technology could efficiently test for conditions like cancer and diabetes with just a few drops of blood taken by a finger stick. That you could just go into a store, you could get that, and everything would fall into place. And that was not the case, right? Now, her lawyers are going to argue that, well, entrepreneurs are known for being overly enthusiastic about their prospects, especially in the early stages. It's fake it till you make it. That's the mentality. Of course, the Department of Justice is going to try to prove that she crossed a line and committed fraud by knowingly deceiving investors, partners, doctors, once again, and patients. It's a roll of the dice as to where this goes. I think the government has a lot of evidence lined up. And you separate an investor from their money and they look foolish, which is what happened to so many. They might come pretty hard after you and not give up easily. So that's what I believe. That's what I think happens. How about this? Instacart is all about the ads now. In 2021, the $39 billion grocery delivery startup, that was pretty smart, huh? Poached its new CEO, COO, and president from the House of Zuck, which, you know what the House of Zuck is. This is so cool. I got it off the hustle. Facebook. So they're not building a social network, but they're putting ads into what they're doing. Right? And the ad business is on the rise, $300 million in 2020, with their projections saying $1 billion in 2022. So it would be that whole search thing, where brands pay for placement on customer product searches, and that would be bundled with coupons and deals. So if you're an Instacart person, look for that too. And even old school banners on the website is what they're saying, that it would absolutely work. I don't know. Ads annoy me. You know, doesn't it feel like they're stalking you? You're just talking to somebody about, I don't know, perfume, soda, the kind of water that you really need to drink, whatever it is, and then all of a sudden, it's right there on the World Wide Web as you are searching. Somebody was listening, right? I mean, that's the whole idea, of course, of it. Absolutely. It's the whole idea. All right. Here's something else that's interesting to me. There's a driver shortage. There's all kinds of shortages going on with the supply chain, but there's a driver shortage that's really brewing when it comes to Amazon. Because here's what they've seen. The percent change in the number of job applicants screening for marijuana versus not. No screening for marijuana, plus 400% screening for marijuana, minus 30%. Ooh, that data, by the way, is from Bloomberg. So what do you think? Jeff Bezos sort of kept it on the down low and sort of not. That they're not advertising that they don't screen for marijuana, but they're not. And because it kind of got around word of mouth, they saw that the applicants jumped up by 400%. So how much money do you think he saves when all that gets whipped around again and you get more applicants? And of course, it's done because so much money is constantly spent on putting people in jobs. Tough sliding for Bitcoin. Bitcoin had a very rough debut in El Salvador. It fell 17% at one point on its first day as legal tender there, because that's what they're saying. Okay, it's legal tender. So far, taking a dive. Financially speaking, well, it's tough, because how do you translate Bitcoin into dollars? Isn't that ultimately Bitcoin is supposedly the theory could replace the almighty dollars that you're spending now. Remember, I had a conversation with Steve Forbes on the show years ago, and I asked him about that, and he said there would never be a replacement. That would not happen. He liked blockchain, the technology, for what it would do on the supply side, but not when it came to cryptocurrency. It's one of those wait-and-see games, right? Intel isn't going to wait and see. They're investing $95 billion over the next decade. Why? Because they need to increase chip-making capacity in Europe. You know this story. No chips. We're waiting on computers. We're waiting on so many things that need chips, including in the car industry. So that's really backed things up. A chip here, a chip there, it matters, people, very, very much so. And that makes sense that they're going to do that. It completely, completely makes sense. All right, coming up next, we are going to, speaking of O Canada, to introduce you to a really fascinating woman. Her name is Glory St. Germain. And music, I always say this, makes such a difference in our lives. And she has some incredible stories about music to share with us and her unique spin on what she's doing and has done with teachers, and so many stories to share with you. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will roll out his plans Thursday to combat a surge in COVID cases. He's expected to announce a six-pronged plan to combat the Delta variant of the virus that's expected to include a new push towards mandating vaccines, expanding testing, and pushing measures to keep and protect kids in schools. Speaking with reporters on Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki intimated that the plan will also include measures that will depend on a person's vaccination status. When asked if the plan will affect Americans' lives, Psaki replied that it will depend on if you're vaccinated or not. And the Justice Department is reportedly preparing to sue Texas over a recently enacted abortion law. The Wall Street Journal reporting that the administration may sue as early as Thursday over the law that bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, effectively banning any procedure after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The law also empowers private citizens to enforce it, allowing them to sue their fellow Texans who carry out or facilitate an abortion. This is USA Radio News. The costs from Hurricane Ida keep climbing. Tim Berg reports.
Hurricane Ida may cost upwards of $95 billion in damages across the United States. AccuWeather initially saying the cost of repairs could be as much as $80 billion. The agency saying the U.S. economy could feel the impacts of the storm for the rest of the year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Capitol Police are expected to reinstall security fencing around the U.S. Capitol ahead of a September 18th rally that will call for justice for those facing charges for taking part in the January 6th riots. The security measures are reportedly being taken because of fears of renewed violence during that rally. Protective fencing was installed around the Capitol complex in the wake of the January riots, with the final segments not taken down until July. Capitol Police and several other law enforcement agencies say they are on high alert ahead of the rally. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I can't tell you how excited I am to introduce you to this next woman who is incredibly energetic, incredibly talented, and I think has unpacked something that is phenomenal. Boy, she has written a ton of books, and we're going to focus on the power of why. Why 23 musicians crafted a course, and why you should too. The power of why 25 musicians composed a legacy. I love that. And why you should too. The power of why 21 musicians created a program, and why you should too. So without further ado, Glory St. Germain joins us now. You are a powerhouse. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much, Kate. I am so excited to be here and so inspired by your books as well. So thank you for sharing your books with the world, because we really are here to learn from each other. And I'm so blessed to be surrounded with musicians, and I'm really thrilled to be sharing the story with you today.
So let's talk about your journey. Where did you come from, and how did you get to where you are now?
Well, I started teaching when I was 16 years old, and I was actually really frustrated and not very confident in my teaching. There was no resources to help me, so I decided to become resourceful. Wrote my own worksheets, and they became workbooks. All the publishers said no thanks, so I became my own publisher, and now I've become an international best-selling author. I've written over 50 books, and I'm super excited about the power of why that we're sharing with you today.
And so let's talk about that. I love how you broke it down, because you talk about creating a program. You talk about composing a legacy. Ooh, that really stuck out to me. And just in the beginning, creating a course. And it made me think, I have so many friends who are musicians who need these books, because they can do it and you're giving them the roadmap. So tell us about the books, and what was it that got your mind churning about that and being very specific about it?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Kate. I think specifically because I struggled with so many things, and now more than ever, I think we need to share that. And often there's imposter syndrome. You don't feel good enough. You just want to escape, more than ever now. And I thought, why are we just learning about the old musicians 100 years ago? Let's talk about the musicians today. They have struggles. And when you read this book, if you ever aspired to be a musician or share your music with the world, wow, it's going to inspire you. And there's really, I think one of the cool things about this book is that the book series is that you're not just able to read these stories, about people from Indonesia, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, around the globe, struggling with everything from dyslexia to imposter syndrome to physical issues, physical abuse. The thing is, you can connect with them because each story is from a different author. It's an anthology from around the world. And you also get to connect with them because all of their contact information is at the end of every chapter. So no more excuses for not being able to do what you want to do. Just jump in there and do it.
And, you know, the stories are so fascinating. Give us one of the stories that really, I mean, I'm sure they all resonate with you, but give us one that really stuck with you.
You know, one of them that really stuck with me was a young girl who found out that she was adopted at the age of 14 years old and just out of the blue in gym class. It devastated her. She ran away from home. The police had to go looking for her. They found her 4 days later and they brought her back home. And she said the only thing that saved her was her music. She would go to the piano and she would just play, just tears streaming down her face, just sobbing because there was no one. She didn't know who she was or how she could find her identity. And she said, if it wasn't for music, she said she probably would have committed suicide. She said she was just beyond, like she had nothing, no hope. And I think it just made me realize, like sometimes you think, oh, isn't that nice? Someone wrote a little song for a birthday party. But these stories go deep. And when I look at them, and even an orphan, from Indonesia, who now is like a concert pianist. Like, how does that happen? You know, someone surviving the Holocaust and then they become a concert, a composer. Like, these stories are so powerful and they resonate with me. And it's really the power of this that actually brought me to meet my husband as well. So you just never know.
Well, you can't just leave us hanging because your husband has quite a story. Tell us about your husband.
Well, actually, I met my husband the first time I heard him singing a song. I wrote about it in the book, actually. And I was on stage in the Miss Manitoba pageant. I was one of the 10 finalists. And I was modeling in the fashion show. And I heard this guy singing. And I'm like, oh, my God, I fell in love with his voice. And he came out. He was the host of the show. And I felt like he was singing to me, as all the entertainers do. And he invited me out for pizza. And I said yes. And the next thing you know, we're married with 5 kids. And... So the story goes on, but I think it was just, and he is, I mean, he's Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame, recording artist, singer-songwriter. Music runs in our family. Our son-in-law, Mike Reno, is the lead singer from Loverboy, working for The Weeknd and all that. So our daughter Sherry's a producer in Las Vegas. They've all come through, they've grown up with music, and I was just honored to share that legacy with our kids.
Boy, no kidding. I mean, just fascinating. It'd be so fun to be at your dinner table when everybody comes. I can imagine the stories,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Great. You know, it's interesting you said that, Kate. We always have a Christmas Eve jam, and it is the place to be on Christmas Eve is the St. Germain's, because musicians, I mean, they just know it's not even invite. They just all show up. And it is that musical connection that, my husband used to always tell our kids, always play with people that are better than you, rise up to that occasion. And the reason that I wrote this series was to inspire musicians to say, you don't have to do it by yourself. Like, just pick up the book and go, wow, if they can do it with all of this that's happened in their life, I can do it. So it's there for you. It has a profound effect on all of us. Really, it's, what we do.
Where do you go from here with the series? Because, I mean, it really does pull you in. It pulls you in whether you're a musician or not, because I think the stories are so powerful that you can apply them to your life, even if you're not, quotes, a musician.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Kate. I think it's the Power of Why series is a series of, you know, inspirational stories that help you know that you can too, whatever that means for you. And I certainly invite fellow musicians to go to powmusicians.com. So POW musicians.com. You will see the stories there in the three books, and you will also have an opportunity to submit a chapter to our next books coming up, which is the Power of Why 27 Musicians Captured the Lead. And the final book in the series is The Power of Why 29 Musicians Climbed to Superstar. So you can go there and check it out. And we look forward to receiving your application. And you just never know where it might lead you to.
Boy, there you go. Making dreams come true. So for you, actually doing this and starting off and having this idea and now seeing where it's gone, what's that like? I mean, what was it like when you physically, you know, you had doors slammed, so you start it yourself, you see the power of that and how they sell and the interest. What's it like for you when you, like, got the first one and you got to hold it in your hand?
You know what? It was so exciting for me, and I know you know that feeling. It's just like, can I just hold it, and you just want to share it with everyone, and you buy 100 copies and just give them to all of your friends and relatives and go, read this, read this. I think there is so much gratitude in creating anything, whether you're creating a piece of music, whether you're creating, you know, a performance, whether you're writing a book. I think the creation is so exhilarating, and I can tell you, and of course you and I have met, you know, globally now with all of the Power of Why musicians, and you can see the interviews, you can actually get to meet them when you go to the powmusicians.com, and from all over the world. And it is a time where we need to support each other. You know, there's a very powerful healing power in music. If you're feeling depressed, sometimes, you know, just putting on a little tune is going to kind of perk you up, make you feel a little better. And I think when you read these stories, I'm going to tell you now, you're going to cry. There is some very powerful stories in there that will move you to tears. Can I share one quick one with you?
Yes, yes.
So there was a mother, and you'll read the story, and she had a young daughter who was always devastated. I'll try not to cry while I'm telling the story. And she was devastated because her daughter was so upset because her little gerbil died. And so she took her young daughter to the piano, and she said, let's compose a piece. And so they composed this little piece together. Her daughter was only 8 years old at the time, and they wrote this little piece together. And it made her daughter feel better, and she was filled with joy, and she was so happy. She said, Mommy, thank you. You've made me feel better. And 4 years later, her daughter passed away.
Oh.
And she said that as she was kind of going through some things, and she was writing her chapter in the book, and she said she came across the original manuscript that she wrote with her daughter. And she said her daughter just called it the hamster, which of course was spelt wrong because she didn't know how to spell the word. But she said, you know, through that experience, it gave her strength to continue composing, to sharing her legacy with the world. And it's powerful. And sometimes those little moments that you don't even realize at the time will move you forever. And they help others. And I think that's why I do what I do. It's not about me. It's about you. You know, dream big. What do you want to do? Leave the world a better place than when you got here. Like, do something. Show up, you know, and just take that one step. And the universe will come so much closer and just deliver everything to you. It's just like a little buffet. So,
wow. Perfect place to end this. The Power of Why series is just amazing. Where you've mentioned the website a couple of times, but let's do it again. Where can people go to get any of these books?
Absolutely. Go to powmusicians.com. All the links are there. You can apply. Reach out to us. We're here for you. And don't forget to connect. Once you read the book, connect with those composers and authors and musicians. I know they'd love to hear from you.
I love it. Glory St. Germain. I think you're going to be a fixture on this show. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, Kate. I loved it.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joins us now. He's in our virtual green room, as I like to say, and he's written a couple of books, Nightmare, What If, an anthology of 13 short stories. He's going to give us the analogy. Carrie, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you very much, Kate. How are you today?
I'm excellent. So tell me what it was that drove you to writing these books and I think future books as well.
Well, it's ironically my first two children illustrated books in 2006. I was writing children's books, and then a few years later, my mom developed Alzheimer's, and after she passed from complications, I wrote my first short story called Wilma in 2013, and I haven't stopped. So that's what I've been doing. And Nightmare is one of my latest and greatest, and I'm really excited and thrilled with it because I got some really incredible feedback from readers. And but anyway, it's actually a psychological thriller, but it's also a love story between a husband and wife, you know, and best friends from high school and family. And I always enjoy writing about the unknown, you know, the unexplained and the paranormal. And especially dreams and nightmares, they've always fascinated mankind, and there are many theories on what dreams mean and what they can really tell us. And actually, after I wrote Wilma, I wrote a second story called The Dream about a father-husband who loses his wife immediately at the beginning of the book or the story, and he has the one eerie dream over and over. But Nightmare is my my baby. I love it. And it begins with a 34-year-old woman named Jeanette. And she's spending a regular Friday night with four of her best friends from high school in their favorite bar in downtown Seattle, Washington, and having drinks and appetizers and sharing each other's previous week. And after returning home early in the morning, she walks quietly in the house and does not wake her husband and goes to bed. And then she has the most vivid, gruesome nightmare ever experienced in her life. And over a period of the next 2 weeks, the rest of the story with it turns into a living nightmare with the support of her husband, Nick, and her friends to help, you know, determine what's causing these realistic nightmares that ultimately merge her reality in the dream world. She goes through dream therapy, blood work done, MRI scan, and actually REM sleep, rapid eye movement, in a dream sleep therapy clinic that actually exists in Seattle. The whole story is you're living her nightmare. You're reading through her eyes and her mind. You know, experience the shock and the total confusion she has over the next couple of weeks. And I guess I wanted the reader to experience everything that she's going through. So I made it a little confusing to read because you're in her eyes, living her life. And literally not until the final chapter is the true veracity revealed. And I love that because every review, the person that's reviewed it said the same thing. So I accomplished my goal.
You know what? It's so great. You're right about the whole idea of nightmares. And what do nightmares mean? It makes you think about this. What about past things that have happened to you? What about the future? And I'm someone who dreams, so I get that. And in just kind of a little synopsis of your book, I read a great line. Those who choose to live in their dreams exist in their nightmares. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and that stuck with me. That was actually kind of a byline title, you know, secondary title, working title, and I thought, what the heck, I'm going to leave it in there.
I'm curious for you. So we're speaking with Kerry O'Neill, and we're talking about one of his books, Nightmare, and I agree, this was your ninth book. This is a really interesting book. It takes you on an interesting ride. Do you have nightmares? Do you have dreams?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've had, you know, literally everybody has dreams or nightmares every night, whether they remember them or not. That's just a fact. And I've always been a dreamer of colorful dreams. I always dream in color, which amazes me. But, you know, it's just like one of those things, you wake up and you're like, why did I dream that? You know, is it a random thought theory or is there some basis to it, you know?
Yeah.
Whether it's generate something that's going to happen or something tragic in your life in the past that you're trying to deal with in your sleep because you can't deal with it when you're awake. I mean, yeah, I think that all it includes everybody.
And so you said it. You want listeners that are listening to this and readers to take away that, exactly what you just said and what you've talked about this story.
Right. And actually in everything I've written, Kate, I like leaving the reader with an unexpected ending. Most of the time a happy ending, or something they can at least relate to in their own lives. Like I'll generate a story with a one-page outline, you know, the genre, synopsis, characters, and my objective. And literally after finishing one or two chapters, I usually write the end of the book, and then I fill in the middle. I don't know. It just makes it easier for me to do that because I always have an ultimate goal I'm reaching, you know, at the end of the story.
Yeah.
And in every story, I try to make it so realistic. Everything I've written, I'll research the location, time period, statistical data, or even creatures and plants relevant to the story.
Yeah.
So although they're fictional, there's a lot of authentic information throughout each one to make it more, you know, more believable that way.
Yeah, that's what makes your writing so strong, so good. And I want to make sure we give attention to this, too. What if an anthology of 13 short stories? So tell me about this.
Well, that's like with the one I wrote for my mom and the dream and 11 other short stories. Just basically, every story answers the conceptual question, what if? What if a cat had nine lives? There's a story called Nine Lives. What if, you know, a dog could help you, you know, heal after a tragic in your family? And that literally happens. But it's all, you know, just basically all that gobbled together, anything that simply asks the question, what if? And then the publisher, you know, advised me, why don't you down the road submit these into a second edition with some other short stories, specific genres. So I wrote, you know, Tales of Horror. I wrote during the pandemic. I've been writing. I finished a collection of inspirational tales, which is literally a collection of inspirational tales. feels down and depressed.
Yeah.
And, you know, wrote a couple of gothic horrors, a werewolf novel and a vampire novel. And I'm writing two novels at the same time and a short story. And I like to do that because it helps me avoid writer's block, Kate. So, you know, when I get stuck in one plot, I just simply switch to the other story, and then I'll come back to the other one later.
Yeah. Do you have a – it's so interesting to hear you say that. I love that. I've never heard anyone say that, but it makes sense to me because then you're right. You don't have that thing in your mind where you're getting writer's block. Do you have a ritual of, like, where you like to write or when you like to write or no?
Well, the ritual is – usually in the morning, in the middle of the night, I'll wake up and I'll dream and I'll remember something that's relevant to something I'm writing, or not really any specific time except when it pops in my head and I feel like sitting down. I want to get it down on paper before, as we all go, well, I forgot what I was going to say, you know, so I write it down. But, no, that's about it. And I put all these into different categories, but now I just run with it. You know, I have several other outlines written. I haven't started stories yet. I'm writing now one called Voice. I started a short story about a woman living alone in the wilderness, and she begins hearing a voice calling out her name in the dense forest surrounding her house. And I'm not even sure where I'm going with that. I've written two pages of it and haven't determined what's going to happen, but it'll all come to me.
Yeah.
Whatever time of the day or night.
I love it. Do you have, is there somebody that you, because I know you were a big reader. Is there somebody that inspired you with their kind of writing?
Well, I've always liked Michael Crichton. I like Michael Crichton. I love Anne Rice. I like gothic horror. I grew up watching the Hammer films, you know, and that's why I went ahead and did my Reign of Adolphe werewolf novel and When a Predator Dies, a Vampire novel. And with those two novels, they take place in the Middle Ages during the same period, during the bubonic plague. And in each story, there's a title, there's a chapter called Crossing Paths. And they have the same chapter, and they talk about meeting each other in the catacombs of Paris, France, underneath the Notre Dame. Wow. And now I'm writing a sequel to the werewolf novel. But I just recently, did a website. And my website's just easy, kerryoneilauthor.com. And explains everything. They can take you directly to where you can read more about each story or book and purchase them off Amazon. That seems to be the quickest way right now.
Yeah. CarrieO'Neill.com.
Okay, CarrieO'Neill Author. CarrieO'NeillAuthor.com.
CarrieO'NeillAuthor.com. So remember that, everybody listening. I can't wait to see what comes next. I'm fascinated by werewolves, so I'm anxious to see what comes up next with you.
I hope anybody that likes gothic horror like that, please read those or check them out because
it all sounds good to me. Gary O'Neill, again, the books Nightmare, What If, an anthology of 13 short stories, and as he said, you can go on his website. I'll say it again, CarrieO'NeillAuthor.com. Fascinating the way he writes. I love it. And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get for my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.